extinction level event possible, or is it? Apophis asteroid, named after the god of chaos, will reach its closest point to Earth Friday the 13th, 2029. In April. Hey everybody, I'm Rex Baer, Leak Project. How the heck are you? Thank you for watching, and thank you for being the change the world needs to see. Let's jump right in, shall we? This is quite interesting because not only was this asteroid named after the god of chaos, Apophis, NASA is launching a mission to intercept it, but this comet will be so close to Earth that it will actually be closer than many geocentric satellites in orbit. And NASA's excited about the God of Chaos asteroid headed towards Earth. They're looking forward to it. Real quick, look at how happy this guy is. He just converted his 401 through Noble Gold Investments. I don't know if you've got gold or silver, but wow. Gold has recently reached all-time highs. It had a quick retreat, and many experts are seeing more all-time highs this year. Silver has been extremely undervalued, and there's a lot of projects that silver is going to be needed for in the very near future, and there's a bright side to silver. But let's take a look real quick at this Black Swan event prediction from Catherine Herridge. Catherine Herridge, in a Face the Nation talk recently with CBS, said that she sees the possibility of a Black Swan event or a major security event here in the U.S. Could it be linked to the economy? Absolutely. Let's take a quick look at a spike of store closures over the past year. In 2023, there was an 80% increase in store closures from 2022. Over 4,600 locations closed last year. Read all about it, CBSNews.com. Bed Bath & Beyond, Tuesday Morning, Rite Aid, CVS, 7-Eleven, Walgreens, Foot Locker, The Children's Place, Family Dollar, David's Bridal, Christmas Tree Shops, Dollar General, Signet Jewelers, Dollar Trees, Bath & Body Works, Office Depots, Party Cities, Best Buys, the list goes on. Not only is the U.S. feeling the heat, but so is China. Actually, China is dealing with so many economic opportunities that President Xi Jinping admitted that businesses are having a tough time in China. Chinese leader Xi Jinping acknowledged challenges in China's economy in a Sunday speech. He admitted that companies have had a tough time and that people have had difficulty finding jobs. A survey of manufacturers showed December factory activity contracted for the third straight month. Business Insider. On an upside, gold soars while no one's looking. Well, you know, we're big fans of gold here at Leak Project. I've been talking about gold now for years, and I hope you're building your banks. Check this out. SeekingAlpha.com. Gold has set a new record high without much attention or commentary, making for a promising start to the new year for gold bugs. Despite a challenging year, gold has managed to hold its ground and advance, driven by central banks and Eastern buyers rather than Western investors. The technical outlook suggests that gold needs to break past 2100 to establish a clear upward trend, and the fundamentals indicate that this breakthrough is likely to happen soon. Now, there's obviously never any guarantees, but if you look at where the banks are going and the MFers, the money funders, if you look at where big money is going, they have been usurping gold and silver and precious metals at record rates, at a record pace. So it might be a good idea, if you've got a 401 or an IRA, to look into precious metals. A lot of people have 401s and IRAs and they don't even know it, just sitting there. Well, you can buy gold and silver and precious metals, even cryptos now, with your 401 or IRA. Just give Noble Gold Investments a call. Let them know Rex from Leak Project sent you. 1-877-646-5347. And go to Leak Project Gold. Go to leakprojectgold.com today. Not only can you get a free ebook, How to Get Out of the Rat Race, if you qualify and you convert your 401 or IRA through Noble Gold Investments, you will actually be gifted one of these beautiful coins. Notice how it's like three-dimensional? It's got like a three-dimensional vibe to it. And it's got this protective plastic case. The size of this coin, it's huge, but it's solid silver. 3 full ounces of solid silver with a collector coin, limited. And I don't know how many of these they have left. So you may want to give them a call sooner or later to find out if you can get one of these things. And once again, their number is 1-877-646-5347. All right, let's jump right into the podcast, shall we? Here's some images that I wanted to share with you of Apophis. And we're going to look at the orbit trajectories here in just a moment. But you can see that they've actually got some imaging of this near-Earth object. And this is from the European Space Agency. Look at how close it gets down here. Check this out. Extremely close. It even says it right here. Asteroid Apophis will make an extremely close approach to Earth on Friday the 13th of all days, April 2029, at 10 times closer than the moon. Apophis will be closer than satellites orbiting in the geostationary ring. At this distance, Earth's gravity will have a notable impact on the passing space rock, altering its path and amplifying the uncertainty in its orbit and in possible future impacts. The European Space Agency is telling us right here that there's an uncertain future about the trajectory of Apophis, because the Earth's gravity is actually going to affect it. Will that pull it in towards the Earth? Very interesting. With the support of recent optical observations and radar observations, the uncertainty in Apophis orbit has collapsed from hundreds of kilometers to just a handful of kilometers when projected to 2029, explains David Farnachia of NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies, CNEOS. So they're saying that it's going to be within a handful of kilometers? That's insane. All right, let's take a look at this. Apophis, near-Earth asteroid, potentially hazardous object with a diameter of 370 meters. That's 1,210 feet. Now, to put that into perspective, look at the size of this thing compared to the Eiffel Tower or the Empire State Building. It's bigger than the Empire State Building. This is the animation of 99942 Apophis orbit around the sun. You can see Earth right there in the middle in the blue. This is the animation of Apophis orbit around Earth currently. Check this out. Right past the sun, whoosh. Right past the Earth, and then right past the sun. This is the progressively reduced uncertainty regions result in an asteroid impact probability increasing, followed by a sharp decrease. So the initial orbit, later more accurate, and then even more accurate, gets closer and closer. Now, this is the hypothetical risk corridor for an impact on Friday the 13th. So if it was to hit the ocean, imagine the tidal waves that would ensue. It would be remarkable, absolutely massive. Now, I wanted to show you Apophis, or APEP, also spelled Apepi. Apep, or Apophis, which is in ancient Greece or ancient Greek. Now, this Apophis deity is an ancient Egyptian deity who embodied darkness and disorder, was the opponent of light and Maat, which is order and truth. He appears in art as a giant serpent. Apep was first mentioned in the 8th dynasty, and he was honored in the names of the 14th dynasty king, Apepi, and of the greater Hyksos king, Apophis. Viewed as the greatest enemy of Ra, Ra being the solar deity, the bringer of light, the upholder of Maat. Also given the title enemy of Ra, Lord of Chaos, the Lord of Chaos. Apep was seen as a giant snake or serpent leading to such titles as Serpent from the Nile, an evil dragon, which, by the way, 2024, this year is the year of the dragon, starting in February, according to Chinese astrology. Just thought I'd add that there. I know this is 2029, but next. The few descriptions of Apep's origin in myth usually demonstrates that it was born after Ra, usually from his umbilical cord. Geraldine Pinch claims that a much later creation myth explained that Apophis sprang from the saliva of the goddess Neith when she was still in the primeval waters. Her spit became a snake 120 yards long, but Apep was commonly believed to have existed from the beginning of the time in the waters of Nu, of primeval chaos. Pretty scary name. Radar observations of asteroid 99942, as you can see right here, March 8th, March 9th, and March 10th. This is with the Goldstone Deep Space Communications Complex in Barstow, California. It is a 100-meter Green Bank telescope. I'm sorry, there's also a 100-meter Green Bank telescope in West Virginia used radar to precisely track Apophis. At that time, it was about 10.6 million miles from Earth. They estimate it to be approximately 1,100 feet wide. Okay, this is from JPL. This is the small body database lookup. Now, looking at this and the dates, I saw a time frame of Friday the 13th, 1907. It got extremely close. If we take it back, interesting, it was Friday the 13th then also. But here it is. Apophis, Mars, Earth. Reminds me a bit of the Hopi prophecy that Grandpa Maleva was talking about when he said this object will come in between Mars and Earth. I mean, it gets really close, especially when we get over here. So this is the closest point. Let's play this out. Oops, we passed it. Let's go back. Okay. 0.019 astronomical units estimate. So you take that and divide it into 93 million. And that would be what you're looking at. With the Earth's gravity, could affect that substantially. You know, even if this doesn't hit Earth, if it pulls in a lot of debris, or if there's electrical arcing, or if it has some type of effect on the gravitational fields of Earth and the sun also causing some type of solar flare. You know, that's one of the cool things about precious metals. Like if you've got gold and silver and bronze and platinum, and if you even have like junk silver, that can be a great form of exchange. And when I say junk silver, I'm referring to silver dimes that are about 90% silver by volume from what, like the 40s and 50s, maybe even the 60s. You can get all that through Noble Gold Investments also, and they've got some great prices. They'll ship it directly to you via mail. And I know people that have bought a lot of gold and silver in the mail through Noble Gold Investments. So, you know, it's always good to be prepared. It's always good to have know-how and knowledge and skills and a backup. And thank you for watching. I also want to let you know that we are doing a lot of content over at ESN, IC News. We do daily updates there also. And we're on Patreon. And I really appreciate your feedback because I feel like we've got one of the smartest audiences on the planet, maybe even in the solar system. All right, everybody, have a beautiful day. I want to hear your thoughts in the comment section and be the change the world needs to see. Happy New Year.